Hello and welcome to the Dream Big, How to Stop Struggling, Get Unstuck, and Step Powerfully into Your Dream Life and Career Telesummit. I am your host, Catherine Clift, and if you're feeling stuck or unfulfilled in your job, career, relationships, or just your plain life, this telesummit is for you. For the next 10 days, you're going to hear experts who's going to share tips and valuable information that you can take away and implement immediately to change your life. And now I have the pleasure of welcoming Candy Barone, and just a little bit about Candy's background. Candy, known as the Pull No Punches Accountability Powerhouse, is the CEO and founder of You Empowered Strong and serves as an executive coach, business strategist, and corporate trainer. She also is an international speaker and Amazon best-selling author. Candy works with what she calls the three E's, executives, entrepreneurs, and emerging leaders. With nearly 20 years in corporate America, she is a master at building exceptional, high-performing teams, maximizing and leveraging ROI, growing emerging leaders, and catapulting individuals to achieve explosive growth. She was named a 2014-2015 VIP Woman of the Year by the National Association of Professional Women, was a recipient of the 2015 Public Speakers Association Local Collaborator Award, and was nominated as a 2015 Profile Empower Central Texas Women of Influence. Candy also serves as a master trainer for the Certified Coaches Federation, a call leader for the Evolutionary Business Council, a business coach for Texas Women in Business, a partnering director for the Public Speakers Association, and she's a regular columnist for the Offbeat Business Magazine. Wow, that's quite a thing there. And today she's going to be talking with us about basically destroying the noise in our heads that hold us back and keep us stuck from living our dreams. So welcome, Candy.
Well, thank you, Catherine. It's great to be here.
Well, great. Well, give us a little bit about your background. Tell us about yourself, and what is it that attracted you to what you're doing now?
Sure. A little bit about me is that I left corporate after 20 years of, you know, starting my career as a mechanical engineer and then moving into some pretty direct sales positions and then more business development, sales coaching, leadership positions from there. And so I had quite an extensive background in building and developing teams as well as coaching and mentoring both direct employees as well as those I had great influence over with the various roles that I carried. And so as I kind of noticed some shifts in corporate or some things that still sort of remained stuck, I realized that I could have a greater impact stepping away from trying to create change in one organization and really had a lot of appeal around creating change across multiple organizations. And so decided to step out on my own, start my own business, You Empowered Strong, and really serve those emerging leaders that wanted to create that kind of change but maybe didn't know where to start or wanted to effectively, you know, enhance their cultures and the engagement of their employees and just help people start to take personal responsibility for the choices and actions that they make so that they could step into their own roles as leaders for themselves. And so stepped away and decided to do my own entity as a result and have loved every minute of it.
That is fantastic. And you basically people refer to you as the Pull No Punches Accountability Powerhouse. Wow, that's a very strong image. So how did you get that nickname? I'm just curious.
Well, yes, it is a very strong image, and it definitely plays into my personality and persona. I'm a whopping 5'2 and some change, and so people have an initial assessment of me when they first see me, but then when, you know, they interact with me, that assessment changes rather quickly. And so it was interesting. I had a friend of mine who loves to tease me and say that I'm his 5'2 power pack punch. So I've been told that I bring quite a punch when I walk into a room, when I speak, when I engage with people. So that powerhouse, I'm a boxer. I do boxing and MMA training, which is mixed martial arts. So I'm that kind of personality anyway. And then I had a friend who had reached out to me as he was struggling through some personal issues. And it was probably the 12th time we had a conversation that I finally just dropped the hammer. And he's like, "You don't pull any punches." And I was like, "Ooh, you're right, I don't." And he's like, "You could have softened that. You could have said something." I said, "But how many people do you know, and you chose to call me for a reason? And people call me for that reason with purpose. They know I'm going to give it to them straight. They know I don't pull punches. They know I don't mince words. As much as I'm highly compassionate, I'm also highly open and transparent." And so it just, I don't know, it seemed to fit, and I tried it on a couple years ago, and it has stuck and has taken off like wildfire, and has been quite a nice tag to associate myself with and what I do in my business.
Well, that's great. And so tell us about a challenge you had to overcome and what you learned from that.
Oh, my goodness. One challenge? Well, there's been many, and I always look at challenges as the opportunities to grow, and every challenge has provided something that allows me to do what I'm doing now. But I guess one particular challenge in itself was when I actually stepped out and made the transition in itself. I think a lot of people think either starting a business is easy, or they get very paralyzed and I don't even know where to start. And I took the, this is no problem. I've built businesses for other organizations. This is great. And realized very quickly that I didn't need to go at this alone. In fact, there's a wealth of resources and support and ways to grow your business where you don't necessarily have to pull every lever. You don't have to have the weight of the world on your shoulders. I think the biggest challenge was when I learned to hand off my books and stop playing bookkeeper in my business, and paid for a bookkeeper was probably the best thing I could have done. Realizing that as good as I was at Excel spreadsheets, QuickBooks was something entirely different. And we spent a lot of time going back and redoing my books that I originally put together. And so that was costly and timely, and it was a big lesson learned. And so it was a great reiteration that I have talents and I have gifts, and I have things that I'm not good at as well. And when you recognize that and realize that there are other people that do that better, it's a great way to move forward more quickly in your business. But that was a big challenge for me at first, was that mindset that I had to do it all myself.
Wow. I was going to say, when you said you came from corporate America, I thought you'd be in your element to start a business. You would know everything there would be to know.
Yeah, that was sort of the mindset I had, and a little ego and a little cockiness got in there that was like, please, this can't be that tough. And, it definitely has proved to be an exciting challenge, but a challenge nonetheless.
Well, you obviously have overcome that. So, again, I mean, you since you have such a direct approach with your clients, what's the most interesting comment you ever received from someone you've worked with?
The most interesting comment has been twofold. One, and I don't think I've had a client that has not said this, is usually I get a response at some point through our interactions and where I'm challenging them. I get the ouch, because I usually hit on something that's a fear or an excuse or BS that they're putting in front of themselves. And so I'll ask a question that usually the response is, ouch. Which then usually leads me into the, ouch means we hit on something that we probably should talk about. The other one was really interesting. It was from a colleague of mine that had come down to Austin to visit, and we were at happy hour, and she was really having a hard time with her words. And when I finally got her to just say what she needed to say, she's like, "Well, there's just sometimes you post things out there that make me, I don't know how else to say it, but I want to punch you." And I started laughing, and I said, "That's awesome." And she said, "No, you didn't hear me. I want to punch you." And I said, "It's not me you want to punch." I said, "You do realize anything I put out there is not about you unless you make it about you. And you have three choices. You can ignore it, you can take me off your feed, or you and I can have a conversation about what triggered for you in what I put out there and what reaction you had and why." But notice how none of those things have to do anything with me. And, of course, we went through this whole excuse-making, and finally she just said, well, you put this bar of accountability that's so high, and it's really tough for other people to achieve. And I said, and there it is. There's the reason why you want to punch me, because I'm holding up a mirror that you don't like. But I thought that was the best compliment ever, was that someone said they wanted to punch me, because that means something I'm putting out there is affecting that reaction and is the catalyst for change, right?
Well, and that fits so perfectly because you're a pull no punches coach.
Exactly. So that's incredible.
That is great. Well, you mentioned that you help people destroy the noise, and with the noise in our heads basically has a tendency to keep us stuck and hold us back. So what do you mean when you destroy the noise? How do you identify it, and how do you help destroy it?
Yeah, and I will blame this on 20 years of corporate, but everything I do has an acronym associated with it, or a like word affiliation. It's just the way we learn things in corporate. So NOISE is an actual acronym, and the N stands for the negative. So the N is the negative self-talk filters and frames you create for yourself. The O is the opinions of others you choose to internalize.
Wow.
The I is the inefficiencies you're creating in your daily activities. S is the shoulding you're doing all over yourself. And I always joke with people that their brain just played a different trick on them, and that's with purpose. And then the E is the excuses that you create and perpetuate, which usually stem from either a fear of failure or a fear of rejection. And so I walk through then strategies in each one of those. And typically when I do it as a talk or when I'm speaking to my clients, I always tell them, you know, when you hear my acronym and when you hear what I mean when I say noise, instantly you know something comes to mind with each one of those. But what I help them realize is that there's other things inside those spaces that they're not even aware are sabotagers in the way that they're communicating with people, in the way that people get to decide how to show up with them. And so I effectively, at the end of all of the noise, I leave people with three questions that they get to ask themselves. Because it's a great barometer to say, oops, if I have to ask these three questions, there's noise showing up in one of these three spaces. And the other thing that I tell people is the noise doesn't happen in isolation. It's not like you just have negative self-talk filters and frames. A lot of times you'll have the negative self-talk with the shoulding, with the excuses, because they all play off each other and they start to expand and sort of grow exponentially. And so they sort of move in between each other. It's not like there's fine lines in between each one.
Wow, that's wow. So again, N is for the negative self-talk, O is for the opinion of others and what other people think of you, and what was the I again?
The I is the inefficiencies you're creating in your daily activities. And I always say that comes from two baby eyes. One is the inability to say no to the things that don't serve you, and the other one is the inability to properly qualify and dequalify the people showing up. So that's your clients, that's your personal relationships, that's that toxic energy you keep letting that creates so many inefficiencies in your daily activities. And then the S is the shoulding you're doing all over yourself.
That's right.
And then the E is excuses.
I'm going to write that down. That is really good, Candy. I like that.
Thank you.
So how do you deal with the N-O-I-S-E in your own personal life, in your business, and how do you stay motivated?
Well, a couple things. One, I employ the strategies that I use with my clients. Those strategies were created because they were things that I actually learned through various challenges and trials and tribulations in my own life. I've definitely had some defining moments and rock bottoms that have brought me to the place I'm at now. And from all of that, there's been some very clear strategies that I've learned, I've introduced, and I've worked with teams to help them move forward in that capacity. I also employ a coach myself. As much as I'm a coach, I can't see the forest for the trees. And in fact, I tell my clients, I said, you know, whether you decide to work with me or not, I said, one of the things you should always ask, I would suggest that you ask any coach you might consider working with, and I would ask your audience to do the same, is ask them if they're investing in their own personal development and ask them if they have their own coach. Because if they don't have, if they're not doing either one of those things, they're only going to take you to a certain point. And so I have a coach that I work with that's above my game so that I can keep stretching myself and growing and so that I stop making my excuses. And, you know, I'm fully aware of what can get in my way. But I'm also really good at sales and negotiation, so I'm really good at negotiating with myself why I don't have to take action on it. And so I need someone that can help me see bigger than the myopic space I keep myself in, because it's human nature. You can only see as far as what you've got in front of you, and sometimes you need people. And so then I've built accountability and support systems around me as well. And so all of that keeps me congruent. But the other thing is I've really, I work with people to help them define what I call your what, your why, and your who. So you get really clear about how you want to show up in this world, how you want to impact, create change, affect, influence others, what lifestyle you want to have, and why that's important to you. And then you just figure out who you serve, because it's not everybody. And when you really define those three things and you stay focused and present in those three things, the noise starts to eliminate itself just by default of you being present in that space.
Now that is powerful. That is really, and I think I agree. You know, having a coach, and people don't realize this. Yeah, everybody needs a little motivation. And like you said, you can't see the forest for the trees a lot of times. It's like you get down on yourself, and you need a fresh perspective so many times to say, you know, this is what you need to do. You know, you need to stop wallowing in the fact that I can't. And it's like, yeah, that's really good. I really like that. So, okay.
Well, thank you.
And let's see. Another position you take is that leadership is a choice. How do you define leadership, and what do you mean?
When I talk about leadership, a lot of people associate, first of all, we have this notion that leaders are either born or made, and I think that is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Leadership is a choice, and what I mean by that is, because we buy into this myth that we're told, well, you're either born a leader or you're made a leader. No, leadership is a choice. You choose to be a leader or not. You were given a certain set of gifts that are yours, and whether you choose to stand in the space to use them is your decision. And so when I say leadership, I'm talking about how you choose to show up, how you choose to serve others, and how you choose to take personal responsibility in between those two spaces. And the word that's very prevalent through all three of those statements is choose. Leadership is a choice. That's why, I mean, if you've ever noticed, have you ever watched kids that have some sort of learning disability, or they're autistic, or they have Down syndrome, they tend to demonstrate greater leadership than some of the adults that I know in any given situation or environment. Because they're true to who they are. They show up with their gifts. They show up authentically. They show up in a way that says, look, I'm just here to give love. I'm here to give up myself. They don't have agendas. There's so much we can learn. That's leadership. Leadership is saying, I stand fully in my own authenticity. I stand fully in my own voice. I stand fully in a place to serve others. Because there's another frame that I use as I talk about leaders is there's a difference between being selfish and self-full. And people think, leadership is about being selfish. No, leadership is about being self-full. Because selfish says you're doing it in spite of others. Self-full says you're doing it to serve others. And leaders know that in order to serve others, they have to take care of themselves first. That's leadership. That's a choice, because they can't possibly give if they don't have a full cup that's either at 100% or overflowing to begin with. And so all of that becomes a choice, and it's a choice in whether or not you take the responsibility for what you've been given that is your voice print, your thumbprint, your mark in this world.
Wow, that is such a fresh perspective on that. You know, I never really thought of that before, but you're absolutely correct. You do make a choice on whether you want to step into a leadership role. That's right on. I like that. That's excellent.
Thank you.
So what if a future entrepreneur asked for advice? What would you say to help them, that in order to get started, that you said the what, why, and who? So you've got a future entrepreneur that, you know, basically saying, well, how do I get started? What can I, here's a person stuck in a particular job and said, I really want to start my own business, but I don't even know how to start. What would you tell them?
I would tell them first and foremost to figure out who they are versus what they do. We so associate ourselves in our culture by labels of what we do, what product we offer, what service we have, versus who we are and how we show up. And that's where when I talk about that what, that why, and that who, that what isn't about, oh, I want to build a business that sells this widget or does this service or is this product. That's all a vehicle to allow you to do your what. Your what is bigger than numbers. Your what is bigger than growth. Your what is bigger than a business. Your what is who you are and how you stand in that space. And so when you talk about what is it that I'm trying to create or influence or affect or impact in this world, if I were to leave right now, what is the mark? What is the legacy? What is it the way I want people to remember me? And it doesn't have to be these big, grandiose, you know, large scales, I'm going to change the world kind of things.
Right.
What do you expect in your environment and your space? Because we get lost and think that it's got to be so big. No, it's about who are you? How do you serve others? And it may be 2 people. It may be 2 million people. It doesn't matter. It's not about the size. It's about the value of the impact you're delivering. And when you get clear about what that what is and who you are inside of that space, and then why that matters to you personally, not why it matters to your spouse or your kids or your neighbor or your community or whatever, but you personally, and more times than not, I tell people, it's that story that you keep trying to avoid in your life. It's the baggage you keep dragging around that you think so ugly. That's your why is connected to that. You've gone through that journey for a reason, and there's something that was given to you as a gift for you to serve others as a result. When you choose to open that up and really look at that and see that it's not so hairy and scary and frightening, you'll understand your why in a really profound and compelling way. And then you start to say, who do you serve? And you start to bring that down so that it's like the core of a bullseye. It's the bullseye itself. It's not this big, huge, oh, I serve a demographic that's, you know, age this and financial this. And no, it's what are the characteristics, the personality and the energy of the people that I really want to surround myself with? Who are the people that when I leave, I'm filled with joy?
So in other words, it's very important to be true to yourself, to be who you really are.
To say yes to yourself, which is another one of my expressions. It's all about learning how to say yes to yourself.
So, right, instead of trying to impress other people, it's like just, you know, be who you are. Be your authentic self. And I think a lot of people don't realize how important that is.
They don't. And a lot of people, especially that are in any kind of corporate or business setting, tend to have a work persona and a personal persona. And that's crazy. You're one person. Yeah. I don't believe in life-work balance. It's your life. Yeah. You are one person. Work is simply a component, just like your emotional cup. Your work is a cup. Your spirituality is a cup. It's all just different flavors and components of what make you, as an individual, stand in your life. And when you start to look at your life as one whole, comprehensive, collective gathering of all the pieces and parts, then you start to show up as you are and not as these various personas in any given bucket.
Ah, so your why is why you want to do something or what?
Yeah, your why is what is it going to do for you? What is it going to do for you emotionally, spiritually? What is the lifestyle that's going to provide for you? What is it going to change that maybe you didn't feel you had for some people? Like for me, it makes me feel like I'm enough. It makes me feel as if I'm loved. I have a story from my childhood from abuse that I went through in my family with my dad and then carried that through various, you know, choices I made and careers that I put myself in. There's this cycle of sabotage I kept creating because it was a way to cope with that feeling of lack. And so to put myself in a place to serve others, to break that cycle of fear, my why is to stop handing that cycle of fear down as a generational legacy and instead replace that with the cycle of compassion and love and abundance and belief and hope. Because we can change so much if we allow more of that heart, more of that vulnerability, more of that love to come back into the business environment. Those things are very personal to me because of the things I've experienced in my own story. And so my why is deeply connected to that because I gained something I felt I didn't have through those journeys that I went through.
Wow. That is so inspiring. I'm sure a lot of our listeners are really going to take a lot away from that. Well, you have a free gift to offer. If you could describe what your free gift is that you're offering. listeners today, that would be great.
Sure. I have a free assessment that actually is a great mirror for you to hold up for yourself that allows you to ask yourself questions in five different categories. So there's five questions in each category, and the categories around your vision, your mindset, your energy, your readiness, and your discipline. And then it talks about your commitment level, but it's all about really very clearly seeing where some of your gaps and opportunities are. It's to be very honest with yourself, especially if you're trying to step out and do something different or make a transition or start your own business. It's a great way to say, okay, what am I really good at? Where am I confident? Where do I feel like, man, I'm on my game? And wow, where do I have some opportunity to figure out some resources or some support or something that's going to help me take action to fill those gaps that are showing up? And the great thing about it is when you take that quiz, which you can take that assessment at sayyesquiz.com, really easy, all one word, you can also qualify to get a one-on-one strategy session with me for free.
Oh, wow. So, again, the link for the free gift is in your email that you received about the TELUS Summit, so you can go there. And, again, what was that about sayyes.com? I'm sorry. Would repeat that
yes,
again?
Yes, it's sayyesquiz.com.
Sayyesquiz.com, and they can get a free what was that again?
Depending on, you know, how they score, they can actually qualify to also get a free strategy session with me that's complimentary.
Oh, wonderful. I'm sure they would really
appreciate
that.
So it's kind of a double
that.
Free.
Got it. Oh, wow, that's a great bonus. So what is the one thing you would like to leave with our audience that would empower that, would leave them empowered strong based on what we talked about today?
Yeah, and I'm gonna summarize that, I guess, in a couple. I'm going to offer the three questions that I give to my clients a lot of times when that noise is showing up. I want you to ask yourself, if you feel like you're playing small or if you feel like there's noise, I want you to ask yourself then, who are you not serving?
Ooh.
Whose permission are you taking away? And who are you not letting shine their light because you're playing small? Because sometimes it's not about how we serve others. It's about how you let others serve you.
That's great. And how can the audience connect with you if they're interested? It sounds like, I mean, you've been so inspiring. That's wonderful, Candy.
Oh, thank you. Best way to reach me is through my website. You can go at Candy Barone International, all one word, .com. And that's Candy, C-A-N-D-Y. Barone, B as in boy, A-R-O-N-E, international.com, or you can find me on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. I am always active on all three of those.
Well, thank you, Candy. It has been a very inspiring talk today. I'm sure our listeners got some valuable information on that. I know I did. And thank you for participating. This has been absolutely wonderful.
Well, you are so welcome, and thank you for having me as your guest. It's been absolutely delightful.
Well, thank you, and best of luck to your business and your clients. You do great work.
Well, thank you. Same to you.
All righty. Thank you. Bye-bye.